This is the history of our holiday. In 1966, a professor wanted to bring us back together. The year before, in good old Watts, we had been torn apart. The riots were our Waterloo. He created a holiday for African Americans to bring us back together, to solidify us as a race, as a people. He named it Kwanzaa. Created from the African celebrations, mostly from the Zulu and the Ashanti. It comes from Matunda ya Kwanzaa, Swahili for first harvest, celebrations of the first order. 7 days, seven principles, each day representing a different value, a different meaning for our culture, to bring us together, to show love for ourselves, for our people. Seven principles, seven symbols, a time to celebrate ourselves, our people, our culture.
Here's one for the motherland, for the cradle of all civilization, for the sea and the ocean sand, for the God that looks over all of the nations. From the elders we learn so much, for our youth and the future they turn. Thank you.
Habarigani. Habarigani. What is the good word? Well, the good word today is Ujamaa. Ujamaa. And that is a tough one, and we will dig into the who, what, and why of it. To begin with, Uprising Radio welcomes you to our latest installment of Kwanzaa, what we are affectionately calling the Kwanzaa Show. We released the first of the videos to YouTube last night and this morning, and we're getting very positive feedback. So I'll be dropping the links for those in the event page as well as in the chat room. The cumulative show that'll come from these shows, the outtakes, the poems, and the remixing, is really something that I hope makes for very good year-round video. Video that we can use for community building, for even strengthening our own resolve to be more responsive and aware of what is happening with the building, the rebuilding, the restructuring, the restrengthening of the Black community, and the openness with which we speak about it. I don't think that the waiting to see what happens is everyone's lane. There are people that I would say definitely should be waiting to see what happens and providing ground support, if you will. But I also think that there are people that should be really strapping in, that you know the feeling. It's that feeling when you're plugged into a purposeful thing, like speaking about Kwanzaa, which I observe every year. And plugging into sharing with people what it means for you, how you've adapted it to your own lifestyle, since, you know, taper candles aren't really my thing. But doing more than just doing Kwanzaa at the end of the year, because I'll tell you now, my Kinara stays up year-round. My Kinara stays up year-round. And it may not be lit, but it is prominently displayed in my living room at all times, and there's two. For those of you that are modern to the Kwanzaa experience, there is the Kinara, which I actually got from a hand carver through Etsy. Mine has the Eye of Horus carved into the bottom of it. And that's what I burn the tapers on. But I also have 7-day candles, 3 red ones, 3 green ones, and 1 black one. And those actually stand above the doorway to walk into my home. So they're the first thing you see. And those are on display year-round. I'm from California, and I don't have children. So I don't have a corn on mine. I have grapes. I have actual grapes. I have grapes made of crystal. I have grapes made of a lot of things. And they're hanging on it and down from it, both representative of the state I live in and the crops, as it were, for my home, which is San Francisco. So I could have very easily put cannabis on it too, but, you know, no, I did not. I think that taking the principles and incorporating them into how you will be both representative of and to Black culture is really a profound way to take an established thing and use it on something that we all know needs our dire, if not immediate, attention. If you missed the rundown, here's what we've been up to.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Lit from within
It is the black candle that brings them in. Unity steps forth, and rightly so. Without an us, there is no point in this show. This display of a culture that could not and will not die, that cannot be displaced or sidelined, that cannot and will not be denied. Umoja, the black candle steps forth, and each night steps forth first. Umoja, for unity, the black candle that will lead them. One black candle for each day to relight, a candle lit and then to stand as light. 15 of the red, as they three are on repeat, once lit on day two. If we are to the original method standing true, per the prescribed practice, first all the red, then all the green. Though opinions differ, balance can be invoked through alternating one and the other, in the same way that we are both all and also are each other's keeper. Interlocking fingers of power-filled fists brought together by the light of the one black candle. Umoja, unity, Umoja, unity, Umoja, unity, Umoja, a black candle, a black candle, a black to strive for, to strive and to maintain, to strive maintain unity in the family, in the community, nation, and in the race. When achieved, it is felt in the solar plexus, a tone deep and rich in resonance and timbre. When connected, vocally interwoven and symbiotically amplifying each other exponentially, we are heard, felt, processed, and lifted on the waves of a note that we are holding together. We are the answered accordance to the current discordance even occurring in our own minds, the embarrassing peace that comes with acceptance. Currents of black joy are ripples that have changed the tide. Our tone reverberates through the soul, moving young and old to move together. This most sacred union, we walk in unanimity. Not the same, but together. No one shade completely telling the tale, each but a thread in a forever quilt, a leaf on the oldest tree of all, brought into our loving candlelight, we roll in concord, one to the other. We are we. Day 2, Kajija Gulia, Self-Determination. Kajija Gulia is the red candle. To define and name ourselves, as well as to create and speak for ourselves.
The videos that we were able to release so far were both for the history of our holiday and for what you heard, which was the, we're calling it the Umoja Parlay. Today, oh, I guess we should not really skip yesterday. Hold on.
Day 3, Ujima. Collective work. Ujima is the red candle. To build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together.
Which brings us to today. Today is Ujamaa.
Day 4. Ujamaa. Cooperative economics. Ujamaa is a red candle. To build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together.
Shared wealth is a trigger when talking about community building. They talk about supporting Black businesses. They talk about buying up property, buying up a whole block, putting your whole family to work. And they talk about what we should do with our wealth. We should have blackouts. If you were one of the people who participated in July, if you participated on Black Friday by not participating, yeah, those things. But there's more that should be coming before that, because cooperative economics and shared wealth require that everybody can participate. If you are not working at a living wage, you don't have the skills to take care of your money. Your relationship with money is built on emotional, financial, spiritual trauma. And just the idea of applying an explanation like that puts you in a position that is too weak to be acceptable for you. Then talking about shared wealth is basically giving you a gun and saying, please blast a hole in the side of my body so that you'll feel better. If we can't have a healthy relationship with what money is and isn't, then it's hard to share something we don't have the same understanding of. So, starting with the idea that the people who have the least, whatever the reason they have the least, they have the least, will not be able to contribute the same amount as those who have more, not by percentages of what they have of money. It's like when they talk about COVID and the state with the highest number of cases, highest number of fatalities, and without even looking at a map, I can tell you San Francisco, California is probably still one. Texas is two or three. The places with the most number of people are going to be the places with the most number of cases. Now, if we looked at that differently and said the places with the highest percentages per capita, now we're looking at a different story and a different map, because what we see is for there to be so many people in California, there is a low percent of the overall number of people compared to other states. And that's questionable. There's a problem there. I think we speak of economics in that way then. We can all contribute a share based upon what we have, but if what we have is double donuts, then what winds up happening is not that your contribution is double donuts. Your contribution goes into the negative and you start owing before you get anything. Because people who have more don't want to pay more. So to make that up, you have to owe. We have to owe. They have to owe. However you want to put that. For there to be anything like shared economics in the black community, there needs to be an understanding of our relationship with money. What we think of people who monetize things, what we think of people who don't monetize things. An example of that is someone who loves their craft so much, they would do it for free happily forever. But that's all they want to do, is that one thing. And they want to do it for free. So what they're basically saying is, I would like to be a starving artist. Someone who loves their craft and wants to do it forever and only that, but also has bills to pay, is going to work enough to be able to do the thing they love to do. And maybe not much more. Because all they want to do is to do that thing, and once they can afford to do that thing, they don't really need to do much else. This out of balance thing is how some see money. On the show for Khadija Gulia, I was speaking to the phenomenon of self-determination, and there's a study on it. Self-determination. That when making big decisions, will a people or a person choose, make the choice based on what is in their own best interest? And what would be the circumstances in which they would make a major decision without it being in their best interest? And it's money decisions that come up a lot with this. I'll share the links with that if you like. That if you don't have a sense of yourself, if you don't have a sense of your own being and purpose and worth and value, then when making large decisions, the possibility is there to make the decision that is least in your interests, the thing that could do the most amount of damage, but provides the most amount of instant reward. Because if you can survive that and you got the good thing out of it, maybe there is something special about you. Maybe God has smiled on you and you've been blessed. Maybe you've dodged a bullet. You're a miracle. When we are in these circumstances in which we have to make large financial decisions and we don't have a strong sense of ourselves, we encounter the ability to make decisions that are the least good thing for us. Some would say kamikaze missions, Hail Mary passes, because fuck it. If you're going to do it, go for broke and get the most maximum impact of enjoyment. And then if it all goes south, at least you had a good time. And if it doesn't, well, then you just got out golden. We as a people, and in fact, I'm not even going to push past that. I want you to marinate that for a minute because it is a truth. There are people who will say that if they don't value themselves, they value their children, they value their family, their reputations, so that when they make decisions, it's not just for them. It's to make sure that everybody gets it. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. Who can tell me how many times I have said that? Well, here's the thing. Freedom has a price. And some would argue that that price has been paid in blood, in sweat, in hangings, in bullets, in blue ribbons and whatnot, Breonna Taylor's and whatnot. Some would say the information is there. As a people, we could be more financially literate if we wanted to be, but we don't want to be. There is some truth to that, but I'll get to that. Others will say it very plainly. To talk to me about financial literacy when I am poor and living out of my car, to talk to me about only shopping black businesses when I have to shop where I can afford to shop, what's close to me, who'll work with me, I don't have the luxury of choosing to be that choosy about where I shop if I don't have a whole lot to shop with. So the idea of Ujamaa runs up against the brick wall of, I don't really have enough money to be having this conversation. The cooperative part of cooperative economics includes the fact that we who can should be helping where we can, not because we can break our arm patting ourselves on the back for being such good people, but because it needs doing. This is not the show where we get to come on and say all the things we did with our money and what people did for us with their money, because believe you me, help has happened. But what it is saying is that cooperative economics in the black community has two levels of imbalance. One of them is that you cannot expect financial literacy from people who are poor and don't have enough to count. Most of their dollars are in the negative. And on the other side of that, you have people who think that because they're not poor, they are somehow entitled to all of what they have simply because they have it. The idea that you went to work and were paid money means that you worked and slaved for that money, which is all yours, and you have no obligation whatsoever to help anyone in the black community. I'd say the F the thing, but we ain't gonna do that on the show. What I'm saying to you is that when we get caught up in that, we are actually emulating our captor, our oppressor. We are modeling ourselves in our God's image, and our God just happens to be Massa. Whips just ain't in season this year, is all.
I want to be above anything else, righteous, upright in my resolve to do the right thing. Despite my flaws, shortcomings, and my sometimes abnormal behavior, I want to be sound in my character, even when my faith wavers.
I'm moving directions unknown to man. I'm only stranded here in context. I honestly don't understand it, but I demand to put in my time here. I stand as if it's a chance, considering damage is already done. I landed here, see, I wasn't one of them niggas who happened to come. My plan was here, see, damage tonight. I'm standing here, son. Not for your sisters if you have to. Show the randomness love, never be selfish. Give it all if your heart tells you so. Long as you helping it, exchange is special for the soul. Just be careful, see, the shit we rappers do is a joke. Only expect to be a man. Don't ever tell your goals, just go and get them, nigga. Many niggas didn't plan, and many niggas didn't fail. Too many niggas didn't ran. So many my niggas in jail. So stand as the soul, soul of sacrifice of us. And niggas stand united, the power of life is impossible to see. You wanted honesty for me, but there you go. It seems to be something missing, it's simple, love, listen.
I wanna have the desire to give evil my ability says otherwise. I wanna be free of the guise of false perception, deception, and misleading anyone into believing that I'm anything more than just a mere slave of the Most High.
issues lie within the hearts of men. Life isn't near the same. Weird but serious shit. It's better to fear than keep that look on your face. Sincerely, I prepared a couple of statements. Wonder what Desi would think about nation. She's ran, I bet I make it from here in this place. I'm speaking of changing. It's better to question pain than being a joke. We was raised to be this crazy generation. She chasing imagination. Places I used to take my soul to get away. No longer do they exist. In search of a better way to raise my kids. Still smell the stench of burning flesh. God bless America. Years of being neglected catches up now. Who's the terrorist? Fuck Barack Obama. Mama said I was the president. So I don't have no problem telling you about what I represent. My quest to live in heaven. War ready. Decisions. Mercenaries are born. We all here for the war. We all live to be old. In some sense, it's unreal. We all live by codes. See some kill and some live. I only hope to be yours.
Illuminating the way of the lost. Awakening the zeal of the weary. Transcending the limitations of boundaries. I want to be a roadmap for success. The best of the best. I want to conquest my fears and reinvent them into triumphs. I want to showcase my tears and exhibit them as giant drops of inspiration. I want to bathe in them. Bask in the fact that they've washed me clean. And now I'm gleaming. Beaming like spotlights. Blinding like UV rays. I want to be a beacon of guidance for the wayward soul. I want to be an infinite prototype for the lives to come. How to be a faithful husband, devout father, and loving son. I want to be my brother's keeper and my sister's protector. I want to project the voice of reason over the unreasonable whispers of complacency. I want to smash false stereotypes and rebuild them with structures of nobility. I want to rewrite our legacy, revise our history, and pen our future with destiny's ink with calligraphy that holds a shade of a golden hue. I want to imbue the truth in our veins until it runneth over like rich cups of honey, cascading over our progeny like the falls of the Niagara, until its sweetness quenches our thirst, until its liquid covers us like amniotic fluid and rebirths us into a world anew. There's no blood on the roots of the trees, and their fruits are strange, but their similarities to the nectars of the heavens. And there are no ropes hanging from their branches, and there are no us hanging from their ropes. We are kings there, and our sisters are queens there. But I'm still here, and right now, above anything else, I just want to be righteous.
That was Brother Poetic Black. The song was In the Name of Love. I have to say, the song really applies so well to this particular principle and the energy of, I'm glad that this is a red candle because it really is about putting your heart where your money is. And it's one of those things that goes against what we've had to do to survive the struggle. One of the themes of this Kwanzaa experience and one of my mantras is there is something, thing that each of us has done to survive the struggle that one day we will have to forgive ourselves for. We may have to forgive ourselves because in order to protect ourselves, we had to be particularly frugal in places where we would have wanted to be more generous and vice versa. We were incredibly generous where we should have held back. And we'll have to forgive ourselves for those things. When it comes to the building of community and the sharing of wealth and family, being a family with your community, the pain of having had it go badly will make people not even want to go there, of doing it and being taken advantage of. Let's be honest. There are scammers who are like scammers. There's a whole industry of that. And then there are like fucked up family members, excuse me, young people who are listening to that, who just are messed up. People who know you, and when they want what they want, they believe they're entitled to what you've got. There is no sharing what I have. There is taking what they want. And in addition to not having good boundaries, they're not good at seeing yours and you're not good at stopping them from crossing yours, there is the question of setting up trust and them betraying your trust. That's not very easy to restore. Trust. Trust over loss. Loss that may get you evicted or lose your car or have your things stolen, because I had a family and that family had people and those people had needs and those needs required they steal and sell our stuff. There it is. Here with this, it's more than trust. It is trust with work. It is trust with communication. It is trust with building. And it is trust with accountability and responsibility. We're going to go with a poem that I've shared that actually applies to more than one principle. Be an architect of your own future. Know that your efforts for your own betterment are woven with those of the betterment of those connected. By blood, by struggle, by direction, and by common interest, the need for sameness is small, but the need for collaboration is overriding. In every community where Black people are brought, all things that support them are owned by those who are in but not of them, because money of all races spends. At a time when the world seems to be closing down around us and claims that the businesses in our own neighborhoods are looted out, perhaps the time has come to us assess our environment and work to make sure that we are what the rebuild is about. We are our own clout. We are what the fuss is about. We are what the hell this Trump-tastrophe is aimed at. We are what Confederate generals and places of respect were named at. The only way that two vehicles occupy the same lane at the same time is if they are or are in the same car. Or if you're a motorcycle passing through on the lines. Our African diaspora is 1 million of a kind. We are the atom split, the first and the last hit. We are the fulfillment unrealized. We have only kept our chill by not knowing our greatness. But it speaks out between cracks in concrete growing roses who gave birth to miracles. The resistance to be in debt and the expectation that any debt not imposed by your creator is one that can, should, and will be forgiven. If you are purposeful in your quest to make your existence count, that resistance comes in the grip of an insidious fear that all who aided you in your journey to live, create, and uplift through the struggle won't be paid in full for their generosity, and that you may not have been worth their investment. Be of good cheer. You are more than enough, and God's grace is manifested in you, believe it or not. Whether you shake your fist to the sky or sow your seeds with care, you are the answer to the prayer of slaves who knew you would come. In your own soul lies the scars of a nation, born on your own person in some form or fashion. The growing sense of agitation that these motherfuckers will never actually get it. There are not enough drums in the world to get all brothers and sisters on board. In fact, if it isn't coming with a PlayStation 5, many of our brothers and sisters will get easily bored. And who can blame them? They are being sold something or another from every direction, expected to excuse murder with genuflection, and for now, they do it. Because no better answer with stick has surfaced. Before all of its agitators were met with a bad end, how do you invoke the uprising when you can't tell who is foe or friend? If Facebook is the only friend on whom you can depend, well, it goes like this. Your best ally and instigator is close, closer in fact than you are able to kiss. Get yourself together. before your own blessings, you miss. Know you are not alone in this. That piece both speaks to Ujima, which is collective work, and Ujamaa, cooperative economics. It takes a lot of trust to combine resources at a time that so many have so little, and those who have so much want to keep it that way. Clear lines of financial demarcation separate reality from Disney by mere blocks of boarded up dreams. One man's dumpster fire is another California forest fire. Either way, banding together keeps the hounds at bay. A lot of sacrifices had to be made for me to be standing here, a black woman alive today. If I have but one point I will make with this ink stain that I ride like Astroglide, it is that I now say what the price is for the life that I wield, what balance I carry, and what interest I yield, how compounded and for how long, and exactly the rate of exchange. The very subject of shared wealth is a shrug away from moot when you are talking to people currently fed up with having not enough loot. You can make a thief without much effort if you keep calling hunger pangs trust. And that's where we are with the drama. I'm going to really hammer this part in. Where we want to go at this, the precipice, is forward. As we see people, news coverage, newspapers, if they still have them where you are, talking about that famous restaurant, the Cliff House in San Francisco. Everybody's seen it. It's Tops, also in San Francisco. My late father took me there for bacon, banana nut bacon waffles. They will cook, they have these old waffle irons, and they will cook just about anything into a waffle if you want them to. I wanted bananas, walnuts, and bacon. And they're gone. And so many of these places that hung on forever, that had rent control and are gone. And these restaurants that opened up, but because of this year, they couldn't hold it together and they're gone. Not sure how they'll start up again, if they'll ever. And what I say to you is this: I am sorry for everyone that has had to suffer through losing a family business. And I am grateful that when one door closes, a door opens for someone else. Because when those businesses open again, or businesses open in those places, having them in our own neighborhood and having them be aimed at healthier foods, and yes, there's going to be beauty supply places, but instead of pushing, covering the hair we have, it is going to be both a place where you can make your own hair care products by getting all the herbs and shea butter you need, or the place where you gather because you know who owns it. You're going to make sure that if it gets robbed, we know who did it and how to get it back. If it gets robbed. As we do this, the need to police our own neighborhoods will make more sense, policed by ourselves. They won't be there to police the assets of other people, but our assets. They really will work for us in our neighborhoods, and that is the point. The crash of the stock market means that the terrifying ups and downs that people have experienced in their lifetimes will drive them to cybercurrency, Bitcoin. And the truth of what the rest of the world does when they're not trying to be bothered with American dollars, and that's not to say you shouldn't be, because this is your country, be bothered. All of these things come to first being aware of where you are financially and what is your relationship with money. The getting the money that you need to survive takes a step that, as someone who has lived out of her car, lived out of a studio, had to look around for mouse traps to see if there are any dead mice in the studio before I had company, I can tell you that the most terrifying thing I had to do was find out how much in debt was I and how much do I need to live? How much do I need to live? Not much, how much, not how much I want to make, but how much are the bills? Exactly how much outgoing is there? Exactly. No surprise stuff. Don't do it just for a month. Do it out for 3 months. If you have a bank account, look at your bank statement and see what you're paying subscriptions on. And find out what those things are and if you still need them. If you have a business of your own, how much does it cost to re-register your domain names? All of the things that it takes that you don't count normally, count them. How much does it cost to live? Now, when you have that number, and that includes you, your partner, your household, the thing, how much does it cost? How much of that are you actually bringing in? Now, what would it take to close the gap on that? And it doesn't have to be get a job that makes more right now. It could be a number of different things, because you don't need the difference all at once. Whatever the difference is on what you're making and how much you need to live, there is an amount that you have that will apply to some part of what you already do have. Have to pay, I should say. Getting that together without fear, for those of you who have those unopened bills because you can't pay it anyway, knowing is better than not knowing. Just saying fuck it and buying what you want because you're not going to be able to afford what you actually need is actually you crashing the plane and then wanting to fly the broken parts after. Don't be shamed by where you are financially. If you did it, if somebody else did it, if the universe conspired against you, it doesn't matter what the why is. The matter is now about not being in this place and not fully depending on someone else until you assess exactly what you need when. If the debt has already ruined your credit and is not collecting more interest, then it is done. The things that are your immediate needs are the things that must be covered at all costs. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm repeating what you know to be true. In all of the things that you say, look, Rich, I know this. Give yourself credit that the very beginning of learning financial literacy, you do know some of the things you need to know. And fear of it being more than you can handle will prevent you from looking into the rest of it, from knowing the truth of it. How much is your 401k? Did you get fired from or quit a job and not get your 401k and it's just out there somewhere? Are you someone who just is never going to work for corporate again and you can't do it? You've stressed out, you've had it. Then what are the things that you can do that someone will pay you for that will cover your living expenses? not what can you make and sell, not I can do this thing on a thing and someone, I can buy them all and then sell them. If you have to spend to make this money, this is not that. What we're talking about is you have a skill or you have a whole bunch of somethings in your garage. How much do you have without paying out that someone can pay you for? Apply that towards how much time will it take away from what you're doing to pay for what you already have to pay for? Will this affect your normal money? Don't fucking get side hustles that are going to jack your main job. It's ridiculous. If the side hustle thing won't work, you've got kids, then it's not going to work. What you need to do is have something that is going to make you income and you don't have to work at it. So that's investments, that's subscriptions that people pay you for something that they already get, or something that you put it out there and it's not necessarily sells its services. So what we need to be doing on that is look at yourself. We started it yesterday, self-determination. Who are you? What do you do? What can you do? What are you about? What is the work? What is this collaborative thing that we're doing? Which or can you get at? If you don't know what you can do, look at what you love. I'll give you an example. I do graphic design. I do web design. I would love to get a full-time job in those things, and I've applied, and we'll see what happens. But what I've also done is looked at the programs that I use. Adobe, I use Adobe Creative Suite, Creative Cloud. I love it. So I went on Adobe's website, and I went to careers. Oh, look, they've got some customer service manager jobs. I could work for the company that I get all of my software from doing something I've done for 30 years. So I applied. What do you know? There's some other ones that are looking for someone who does what I do. The Museum of African Diaspora. There are African American organizations and businesses that are hiring for specific skill sets. See if someone is hiring for what you love to do in a field you want to be in. You want to be an activist? Do they have paying jobs that you can do? Phones, customer service, driving, management, executive directorship? Those of you who've been hosts on online radio stations, have you ever put that on your resume? No? Why? I shouted out a couple of people that I know from the poetry community on LinkedIn, but I did it privately because I don't know if their poetry life is also in their corporate life. For me, it's both author, da-da, and customer service professional. So they're both there. But I recommend, if you're someone who did hosting, put the recordings of you on your LinkedIn so that you can try to draw some voiceover work. It's working out well for me. Another way of that is those of you who are filling Facebook with content management folk, digital content, poems and pictures and whatnot. Instead of pulling those pictures off of Google Images, you actually get an account with stock images that are licensed for you to use. Look into digital content management. Because of COVID, most of those jobs, no matter what state they're in, are remote. I can see that going down this road makes it sound a certain way. So we're also going to have to talk about this money is evil thing. I can't say that I subscribe to the fact that money is evil. I will say that money can make people evil. I would like to shout out Clarence Ferguson Jr., who actually gave us a visit on Poetry in the Raw last night, and Kane Spade.
Get the hell out of corporate America, man. Like, this whole wage system that we are in is complete BS. It's not worth your energy being depleted by dealing with these corporate companies that don't care about you at all. Corporate America. Corporate America. Corporate America. Corporate America.
I want to give a shout out to corporate America. Whoever behind the scenes pulling the strings, y'all yelling the government is all bullshit, but who's passing out checks, money orders, unmarked envelopes full of cash? Got the officials' pockets all lined up under control. Will I disappear from my voice I used to reopen your eyes? Yeah, I agree, it will get worse than it ever will get better. As I can't believe down in Mexico, the cartel, aka a crime organization, is handing out care boxes for the people, the public. I mean, ain't that some shit? As they can't wait to stand back and let us choke, drown in drugs, in your life sniffing them dope. Black on black wars, what they want is buy more convenience stores down the street where you live to prove their point. In modern words, a reason sought. No, I'm the guy pointing out what you are thinking, but choose not to accept. Too concerned with your rep, need to alter your mindset, expand your concept. Susan the dog handing out printed names that say need to be red marked. Let's lay out distractions. Talks will be rolling. Disappeared out of nowhere. We still don't know what happened. Next, unnamed children's virus, where the hell did it come from? Hold up, they thought we forgot people acting like zombies. I mean, was that a virus? Yeah, let's put that on wraps. Now we got corona, and the bodies just keep piling up. I mean, so many diseases out of nowhere, then mysteriously disappears. I'd even call it insight as the rich buy tickets on a spaceship to find another livable planet. Real talk, this is no joke. Abandon this planet. Leave us, aka the riffraff, here and go fuck up another planet. I wonder, did the riffraff create the pollution that fucked up the ozone? Amber Alert, no franchise, do you know what you consume? Even the marks of star in the head could be doom and gloom. Let me take a minute and start reading the ingredients on the back of what I purchased. Keep one of us remain downfiles, they cross their fingers, want us stop trying to scratch the surface. So want us to have purpose. As Dr. King to die for our dreams, corporate America forever want us to get lost in their schemes. I refuse to become the American being. Don't get me wrong, I love the fact that I am a African American. But if we don't continue to see these phantom chains, then corporate America will continue to warp our brains. It is corporate America, and that's always from DSR. Oh, damn day.
What's happening is these people who work for corporate America, who did what they needed to do to keep their job and keep working and keep their employers happy, are getting fired anyway. They're getting fired anyway because they have no control over their job. And they were all notified without warning that they're losing their job. These people, you know, they're loyal, they're hardworking, they're family people, and these Facebook companies, they don't care about you. Okay, that's the point of this, is they don't care about you. If you have a job of any kind, if you are not the boss, if you don't own the business, you have no control over how long you're going to have that job. It could be tomorrow, it could be next month, next year, before they decide they fire you. And I promise you this, the moment it makes sense to replace you, they will. Because that's just how business works. There's no loyalty, they couldn't care less about you or your situation, or how long you've worked there, or how loyal of an employee you've been, or how awesome an employee you've been, it doesn't matter to them. The moment it makes sense, if they can save money, if it makes business sense to replace you, they are going to replace you. That's how business works, and you have no control over that.
Today, the black community collectively has $1.2 trillion in annual spending power. That number is projected to grow to $1.4 trillion by the end of this year, according to a report from the University of Georgia. That is 275% growth since 1990. When we keep our money within the black community, that money can be very powerful. Maggie Anderson, author of Our Black Year, One Family's Quest to Buy Black in America's Racially Divided Economy, said in a TED Talk, in the African-American community, our dollars leave the community in 6 hours. If black people were to increase spending within our own community from 2% to 10%, we would create 1 million new jobs. And that's just a small offering of the explanation of Ujamaa from one United Bank, black-owned bank, and their statement, one of their statements on this fourth principle of Kwanzaa, Ujamaa. I think that as we continue to strive to bring the principles of Kwanzaa into our everyday, I think this particular principle could be one and is going to be one for me that is revisited for my own check-ins, for help where we can provide it. I'm going to have people on to talk about this throughout the year. I think that getting it in your head that you are not alone in your financial struggle, even if not everyone who can help you is helping you, and not just because the other people around you who want to help you may be in the same boat you're in. It sounds hopeless when you put it a certain way, when you let it hit your ear a certain way, but I really want to impress on you the balance of accepting the help when it comes, asking for it when you know you need it, rather than being too proud and letting it fall. Putting yourself out there, asking for help from a source that you cannot repay in kind. If they want to be repaid, then that is something to consider. If they do not want to be repaid, not if they say they don't want to be repaid, but they want to tell everybody about it and make you feel very small. I mean, if they want to invest in someone trying to do this work, take the time to see if that's what they mean. You can even explain to them, it's not that I don't trust you, but in the environment I'm in right now, I cannot afford to take your word for this and mess up what I'm doing and what we are doing and the momentum we have. We don't need infiltrators and people who subjugate. We need people on board, or we need you to stand on the sidelines and just raw us on. When you assess where you are with your money, how that connects to the money around you will be easier to breathe in and breathe out. Connecting your money with other people and feeling like I'm going to wind up carrying the weight because everybody around me is broke is also not a good place to be, because that's some condescending stuff there, y'all. It's even true. But if that's how you feel, don't be around them, because then you bring the condescension. Make definitive choices, because this part that we need so desperately to collaborate on is the one thing that separates any forward motion, is that it's not sustainable if we keep having the poor get poorer. This is from the official Kwanzaa website, which is officialkwanzawebsite.org. The fourth principle is Ujamaa, cooperative economics, and is essentially a commitment to the practice of shared social wealth and the work necessary to achieve it. Ujamaa literally means familyhood and suggests a sharing of work and wealth in the manner of a family. It grows out of the fundamental communal concept that the social wealth belongs to the masses of people who created it, and that no one should have such an unequal amount of wealth that gives him or her the capacity to impose unequal, exploitative, or oppressive relations on others. Sharing wealth is another form of communitarian exchange, i.e. sharing and cooperating in general. But it is essential because without the principle and practice of shared wealth, the social conditions for exploitation, oppression, and inequality, as well as deprivation and suffering, are increased. Please feel free to go to officialkwanzawebsite.org to read more about the concept directly from Moulana Karenga and Julius Nyerere. In closing, we can't be a community if we are not interwoven financially. If we are not in for the penny, in for the pound, and raising us all up, then what we are is a group, not a community. Rest in peace, former school principal Joe Clark, about whom the movie Lean on Me, in which I believe Morgan Freeman played him, touched my heart. He passed away today. My heartfelt rage, I have to talk slowly so I can say this. My heart-filled rage to the family of Tamar Rice. I rage with you that it was determined today that there will also be no federal charges against the officers who took your child's life. And I want you to let that sink in. We are fingers on a fist. And if we can come together, we're unstoppable as a people. I think that I will go to my grave believing that we can do this. That I will keep charging at this. That I will keep talking about the legacy. That if you are African American today, you are a living miracle. Do you know what it took to get through the 400 years and some change and to be alive today? It took some miracles, that's what it took. And I just don't think that we are. I think that it is a mystery how long they thought we were going to stay asleep, afraid, withheld. And now, it's like the young lady said, no one's going to give you agency. You have to take it. I'm closing with a song that I don't normally play, but I want to put the whole system on trial. I want to put the whole system, and I know just who we'll have on the case. I'm closing out. You have a great night.
4. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Ujamaa is a red candle. To build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together.
It takes a lot of trust to combine resources at a time that so many have so little, and those who have so much want to keep it that way. Clear lines of financial demarcation separate reality from Disney by mere blocks of boarded up dreams. One man's dumpster fire is another California forest fire. Either way, banding together keeps the hounds at bay. A lot of sacrifices had to be made for me to be standing here, a black woman alive today. If I have but one point I will make with this ink stain that I ride like Astroglide, it is that I now say what the price is for the life that I wield, what balance I carry, what interest I yield, how compounded and for how long and exactly the rate of exchange. The very subject of shared wealth is a shrug away from moot when you are talking to people currently fed up with never having enough loot. You can make a thief without much effort if you keep calling hunger pangs trust.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.